It's presentation. Okay.
What was the name?
Should I start?
Please.
Okay. If you don't change the way you're living, the universe will crush you. This is one of the lessons I learned from this book, namely, Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson. Now, let's talk about being crushed by this universe. What do I exactly mean? In my opinion, this universe is crushing so many people right now. In different ways. Number one, they suffer from not having enough money, and they cannot make ends meet. Number two, they have bad relationship. They don't experience good relationship with themselves, with their partner, with their parents, and etc. And the third one is endangered job. They think about losing their job. They think about being replaced by AI. And in these situations, we say the universe is crushing people and their back is broken like this. Oh goodness, I cannot suffer. I suffer from this world. I have bad relationship. I cannot make enough money. And like this. And this book, Who Moved My Cheese, talks about change. Changing your life. Changing the way you're thinking about different things. Now let's talk about the story of this book. It is very fantastic. Before talking about the story, we must say something. In this story, we have two metaphors: cheese and the maze. What does cheese mean in this book, in this context? Cheese means the thing you want to achieve. Job, relationship, money, skill, anything, doesn't matter. This is cheese. And the maze is a place you're looking for that cheese. Rather, cheese and the maze. Now, in this story, there are two groups. The first group is the group of mice. There are two mice, namely Snippy and Scary. Snippy means like this. And Scary runs, okay? Snippy and Scary. And the second group is the group of little people. There are two little people, namely Ha and Hen. Remember their name, Ha and Hen. They are in a maze and they are looking for cheese. One day they finally found cheese station C. And then the group of mice found that station. They did something very fantastic. They checked their cheese every single day because they knew their cheese will one day finish, will be finished. But the group of little people became lazy and arrogant. They said, haha, we found cheese station, we're so lucky. And they didn't expect their cheese one day will be finished. Time passes, and one day, they see there's no cheese left. When the group of mice saw that situation, they were very relaxed. Okay, we don't have any cheese, let's move forward. And the group of little people, when they see they don't have any cheese, they were so shocked. And Hen acted like this. Oh, goodness, we don't have any cheese. And he was so angry. Where's our cheese?
I want my own cheese.
I want my own cheese. I want my own cheese. Who moved my cheese? But Hawk was a little bit wiser than the hen. He told, of course, in the beginning he acted like hen, but after a while he decided he must change his way, he must change his attitude, because there's no cheese left in the station, cheese station C. So time passes, and Hawk, that was clever, made up his mind to move forward. But the problem was, he was afraid of moving forward, because he was going to unknown. He didn't know what will happen to him. So time passes, and finally Tom found cheese station N, and he was so surprised, because he knew it was worth it. He was, in the beginning, he was scared of moving forward, but finally he found cheese station N, and he enjoyed fresh cheese and new cheese. But him, unfortunately, didn't move because of his fears, and stayed in cheese station C. Of course, when Han reached to the cheese station N, he saw the group of mice. They were so clever and agile. It was the story. I want to give example about this story in real life. I'm confident we all have seen this pattern in our life. For example, when COVID-19 came, the schools were closed, and so many teachers, or I can say all of the teachers, must teach online. But they didn't know how to use technology, and they were acting. Come here. And they were acting like this. Okay, students, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And we were sleeping and like this. Yeah. Okay. And a wise man had to tell him, change before change. The other example is very familiar for us. There are so many people who are employed in an organization, and they expect rise of the salary because they deserve it. But the organization doesn't pay well. And you see, sorry, they act like him. They have sit in their cheese station, and they don't want to move forward because of their fears and etc. Now I wanna ask questions to use this story practically. Think about your cheese. What is your cheese? Think about it. Your cheese can be a skill, can be a relationship, can be money, can be job, anything, doesn't matter. What is your cheese? And is your cheese running out? Is your cheese running out?
Can I give an example?
That's it. Thanks for listening. Yeah, of course.
So, here's that.
After example,
yeah. So, it's a general example. I think we all have in life. The thing you mentioned, the maze is our life, and going through the maze is the risk we want to take for our goals, I suppose, and we all have it in our lives. There is something we want to achieve, and there's a risk.
Yeah.
Going through the maze to achieve the aim and is the risk.
Yeah.
That was the general example, I suppose.
Yeah, of course. I forgot to tell something. When Hao was moving forward, he wrote some texts on the wall to help him if he wanted to move. For example, he wrote, smell the cheese often so you know when it is getting old. What would you do if you weren't afraid? movement in a new direction helps you find new cheese. And if you don't change, you may become extinct. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Thank you. How did you like the presentation? It was great, right?